It's time to handcuff them. The need for some restraint goes back centuries. But handcuffs were actually a bit of a loose device until 1862, when adjustable ratchets were added. They allow the cuffs to snugly grip the suspect's wrists. When they put the handcuffs on, you know you're in a tight situation. Handcuffs start with a roll of steel. A machine pulls it through a straightener, and then through a die that punches out a handcuff frame part. A revolving barrel cage sifts out the waste and kicks the frames into a bin. Here, a worker stacks U-shaped steel parts on a fixture, which he then clamps onto a machine. A cutter makes ratchet teeth in the parts. Coolant keeps the tool from heating up and getting too soft to do the job. Each set of handcuffs will have two of these ratchets. Next, they load steel rods into a slowly revolving device. It moves the rods through a series of cutters. This is how they make swivels for the handcuffs. They round the tips of the rods and then carve necks below. This tool slices the swivel to the proper length. And then the partially finished swivel falls into a basket. Next, a drill works on the rounded tip, scooping out the center. And now you have a finished swivel. They take two chain links and two swivels. They make a small chain, two links with swivels on the ends. They lock the links and the swivels together. And now the swivel link assembly is complete. The swivels will provide some rotational freedom between the cuffs. But if they don't weld the links together, the prisoner could have total freedom. It's time to assemble the handcuffs. They install studs in the outer framework and attach the ratchets to them. The swivel link fits into the little grooves in the framework. They hammer the inner frame on, and then fit the top and bottom assemblies together. A tap with the hammer holds them loosely together. Then a press bears down to make a tight seal. These cuffs look complete, but they aren't quite ready for a life of crime. They need to be toughened up. So they spend 25 minutes in a furnace, and the searing heat hardens the steel. This is the pawl, a spring-loaded bar that will engage the teeth of the ratchet. They lock the pawl and spring in place. A press pushes pins into the assembly to hold everything in position. Then they stamp serial numbers onto each set of handcuffs so that the police can keep track of them. Now, the handcuffs shake in a vibrating bin full of stones. This polishes the rough edges. It's time for the ultimate test. They activate a 500-pound pull, that's 228 kilograms in metric, and the handcuffs remain strong. They also tap each set to make sure the ratchets drop freely. Handcuffs are temporary restraints, and most can be opened with a universal key. They pack two with each set, along with the instructions. There's no doubt they'll have a captive market, because there's always someone who needs to be locked up. But then again, there are also those who deserve their freedom.